You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off the show with a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been a relatively calmer day or close to this week. We've obviously still got tomorrow to trade through, and I think the trading month officially closes on Monday the 30th. But what we're going to be taking a look at today is the performance of some of the markets and some of the counters today. I'm joined on the line by founder at Just One Lap and good friend Simon Brown to take a look at the market movements. Si, lovely to chat, lovely to catch up with you. Markets having a better day, I suppose. Equity markets absolutely loving the fact that the ceasefire in the Middle East is holding for now, and we're seeing that positivity spill through into pretty much all international equities, local equities, everything, even the Brent crude price is back under control.
Evening, Jimmy. Absolutely everything. I mean, it's green across my board, one or two exceptions. Gold futures down a couple of dollars, and banks under a bit of pressure. The big news, of course, was resources. We've got the PGMs running, palladium above the important sort of 1,100 level, platinum continuing its move, and that really saw a very strong day in resources with the platinum counters and Volterra, the old Anglo Platinum, having the absolute win of it. And then, of course, the Rand, which was sub-1760 at one point today.
So when we look at the market movements, I mean, obviously markets are trying to make the most whilst they can, not knowing what could break out or what could happen. Do we have more confidence that what's been transpiring in the Middle East will finally be put to bed? Because this is a conflict that's not new, but it's also a conflict that has escalated quite rapidly over the last couple of weeks and seemingly de-escalated off the back of one single post on Truth Social.
It does. You're 100% right. I mean, there has been a significant de-escalation. And I think that's important. I mean, the market was closed on Sunday morning when we got the news of the U.S. bombing in Iran. But the response even on Monday was relatively muted, in the fact that there's seemingly at least a de-escalation. I mean, peace might be a big word here, but there's certainly a de-escalation, and that's hugely important. And markets are celebrating, as you said, Brent down under $69 a barrel, and celebrating that. Certainly got markets very excited. This market is, in a sense, almost, maybe it's punch drunk. I mean, we need to remember that Trump's 90 days extension of the tariffs expires in 2 weeks, and we have no idea how that plays out. The market is expecting that there'll be another 90 days, I suppose. But if not, we're in for a shock.
So you bring up that expiration. Do we think that, in part, markets might just be hoping that President Trump forgets about this, or that we somehow, or is President Trump himself hoping that we forget about the 90-day mark? Because it's gone very, very quiet, and we haven't really heard anything. And I suppose when it is that quiet, you almost wait for the other shoe to drop, and that's almost a bit more concerning than if you had updates. If you had news and you knew what was happening, markets can start to anticipate things. But when there's silence, you almost feel like it's a little too quiet.
Yeah, it's a little edgy. I think what the market's expecting to play out here is that you can't do a tariff deals in 90 days. It takes ages. I mean, the original NAFTA deal in the early 90s literally took years to negotiate between the US, Mexico, and Canada. Whether you like the deal or not, it took years. And 90 days isn't enough. What I think is going to happen, and what the market is seemingly concurring, is that come the deadline, he's going to announce that there's been lots of progress made, and he's going to leave the current... Remember, all countries have currently got 10%. The UK's got some deal, but it's not much better. And then, of course, there's China. And China, we put completely separate. There are significant larger tariffs on China. And then, in a sense, Trump is getting what he wants, in that there is income coming from those tariffs, a couple of tens of billions of dollars in April and May. So it's generating some revenue. There will be deals going on in the background, make no mistake. It's going to take a long time. I think it's going to be a lot more saber-rattling. But the expectation is that the 90-day deadline will sort of come and pass with no great fireworks. And certainly that's what the market's pricing in. 10% tariffs is huge. I mean, it's absolutely massive. But it's kind of, compared to those Liberation Day tariffs, we've kind of, as I said, punch drunk, we can live with it.
So we got updates from the team at HighProp and GrowthPoint on the performances of those businesses. The property space, obviously quite an interesting space to look at, depending on which time of the year you're looking at it and depending on what's been happening in that space from a sentiment perspective. Did you see anything that stood out for you from these two companies? Is it back to business as usual?
It's improving. The GrowthPoint ones, they reversions are down to -1%, which is moving in the right direction. They are struggling to renew leases with the same tenant. Occupancies are up. There's some nuances in the occupancies, so that aren't too much of a worry at all. But it is they used to get sort of mid-70% of leases renewed. It's now down into the 60%. I think that's partly just a sign that it's tough. GrowthPoint is a giant of a company. In some senses, it's almost too big. In a world where perhaps we would prefer specialty REITs, much like HighProp, which has the shopping centres, GrowthPoint's literally got everything, including the jewel of the V&A Waterfront, which they own half with the PRC. And HighProp, retailers is plugging along. It's doing okay. They've reduced their LTV HighProp down to, I think, just over 36%. It used to be north of 50. It's taken time. In short, they're all in better positions. Growth is slow. That's not to be unexpected. And the metrics such as vacancy, such as rental reversions, lease renewals, are by and large continuing to move in the right direction.
Sai, overall, are we in a good position? I mean, we're about to wrap up the first 6 months of the year come Monday. And I suppose the big question there is, how do we wrap up quarter two from a local perspective? Are we back on the right track? I mean, at some point we were having conversations around the all share printing new highs on a regular basis. That seems to be back on track. Where do we stand as we approach sort of the midpoint of the year?
We've had a strong year, Jimmy. I mean, that's the short answer. It's been a really strong year for our local market. Gold's up 27%. That's always going to be good for our market. Oil, notwithstanding all of the sort of the fluctuations over the course of the year, is actually down around 8%. Our currency's been doing okay. There hasn't been any. We were at 1990 at one point. It's almost if you're taking a 6 month holiday and you were back today and you looked at the markets, you would think, not bad. Within that, there's lots of nuances, and of course, there's been all sorts of the short version. I mean, it's been a crazy ride for it. But by and large, and particularly if we're talking our local market has done perfectly fine. Gold's helped a bunch, but we've done perfectly fine. I think that's hugely important. We kind of have maybe been shielded from the worst of it in some ways.
Well, to quote you, Sai, we still have more than 1,000 days of President Donald J. Trump in power, and it's still very, very early in this race. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on markets, and we'll see how things unfold. These last 6 months have felt exceptionally long, but we're still hanging in there. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Simon Brown, founder at Just One Lap, joining us to take a look at market movements and see where we stand.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.